USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Democratic candidates head towards Super Tuesday, the Democratic debates rolled on tonight, and Joe Biden, former vice president, was asked what he would do if he found out for sure there was Russian involvement in the elections.
I would make them pay for it, and I make them pay for it economically. They are engaged now, as I speak, in interfering in our election. They were engaged, and when in fact we were the last election in 2016 against Hillary. They were. Give me a break.
And Bernie Sanders was asked what it would take for the Democrats to win the presidency.
The way we are going to beat Trump, which is what everybody up here wants, is we need a campaign of energy and excitement. We need to have the largest voter turnout in the history of the United States. We need to bring working people back into the Democratic Party.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another famous parent was sentenced for paying a fixer to get her daughters into the University of Southern California. Hot Pockets heiress Michelle Janvis was sentenced to 5 months in prison. Her family developed the wildly popular microwavable snack. She pled guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud and money laundering. She admitted to paying fixer Rick Singer $300,000 for help in fraudulently boosting college qualifications for two of her daughters. Matthew Dimitri Richardson of Fayetteville, Arkansas, was charged with trying to blow up an SUV in the Pentagon's parking lot. A police officer was on patrol when he saw Richardson attempting to light a piece of fabric on fire that had been inserted into the gas tank of a 2016 Land Rover. When the officer confronted him, he said he was going to blow himself and the vehicle up. The suspect was charged with maliciously attempting to damage and destroy a vehicle by means of fire. If convicted, he faces a mandatory minimum fine of 5 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After a former Hollywood power broker is convicted of rape, he lands in a New York hospital. USA's Chris Barnes has an update on the case of Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein's attorney Arthur Idella says Weinstein's in a typical patient's room inside Bellevue Hospital, undergoing observation after complaining of heart palpitations, chest pains, and high blood pressure once he was found guilty of rape on Monday. Idella says Weinstein's also confident that once the case is appealed, he's going to be exonerated.
He's confident in the appellate judicial system that he will be exonerated.
Weinstein could get up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced on March 11th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dick Pound, the longest-serving member of the International Olympic Committee, estimates there's only a three-month window to decide the fate of the Tokyo Olympics, which are being threatened by the fast-spreading virus from China. Pound said you could certainly go 2 months if you have to, but that would mean putting off tough decisions until late May and hoping the virus is under control. And then, if you got to the point of not going ahead, you're probably looking at a total cancellation. A small group of desert locusts have entered the Congo, marking the first time the voracious insects have been seen in the Central African country since 1924, according to the UN Food Agriculture Agency. They're warning of a major hunger threat in all of East Africa from the flying pests. Stay updated with all the news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.